and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. The 115th Congress convenes today, and after the being sworn in, lawmakers get right down to business, and one of the first orders of business is looking into the alleged Russian hacking.
A member of the Armed Services Committee, Republican Lindsey Graham, will take part in the committee's hearing tomorrow.
When I heard that President-elect Trump dismissed the intelligence, I was very shocked because I've been briefed by the FBI. There's no doubt in my mind.
And in the Senate, where cabinet nominees are vetted, Democrats may not be able to stop Mr. Trump's choices, but they are clamoring to see tax returns of some of the millionaires and billionaires nominated. Claire McCaskill.
I call it the 3G cabinet. Goldman, generals, and gazillionaires.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Congressional Democrats, in fact, will move ahead today with their plan to delay confirming President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees.
Democrats complaining that at least 8 of Trump's nominees have not submitted required materials, including financial information. Kinds of materials they need to review before the hearings. Incoming Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warning, quote, if Republicans think they can quickly jam through a whole slate of nominees without a fair hearing process, they're sorely mistaken.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The district may smell a bit different on Inauguration Day, thanks to some marijuana advocates.
We're telling people who grew their own to give it to Trump supporters coming to town.
It's not really a protest, activist Adam Eidinger tells us. It's more an invitation.
We don't want to come across as we're protesting them. We're not. We're going to be giving them marijuana. They're going to be very happy. Most of them will.
He says Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions is entirely against legal pot use, so they're on guard.
One of the easiest places for the Republican Congress and Republican administration to overturn marijuana laws that have been reform-minded would be here.
In 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the inauguration speech, he wants everyone to light up. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Howard County Council member is introducing legislation today that would make the county a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. If the council approves Calvin Ball's proposal, Howard County would still follow federal law, but also offer a safe haven for undocumented immigrants. A computer glitch affecting Customs and Border Protection systems created an hours-long travel nightmare at airports nationwide yesterday.
Almost 4 hours, yeah.
International travelers wading through a sea of fellow passengers amid massive lines at airports nationwide.
We got to customs and we were told that the computers were down.
Computer systems were down across the country. Customs and Border Protection blaming an outage that it says affected processing systems. CBP says customs officers maintained security standards while processing travelers through, quote, alternative procedures. And that, quote, there is no indication that the service disruption was malicious in nature. I'm Reed Binion.
Officials are out this morning in Alabama determining the full extent of the damage from severe weather overnight.
In Rehoboth, Alabama, the storm system cost 4 people their lives when a tree fell on their mobile home. The National Weather Service had issued watches and warnings for the area. The potential for tornadoes extended from southwest Georgia into the Florida panhandle overnight.
Meteorologist John Trout. 6 more people reportedly have been detained in connection with the Istanbul nightclub attack. That makes a total of 14 people now being questioned by Turkish authorities. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,763, the Nasdaq at 5383. Sports, the Wizards can't hang on to the lead and they fall to the Houston Rockets. College basketball, a win for America and a loss for Navy. Hockey, the Caps host Toronto tonight. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two freshly made wake-up wrap sandwiches with bacon, sausage, or ham for $3. Perfect with a rich, signature smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Arlington area, Glebe Road. Not a good choice if you're heading between Columbia Pike and 50 Arlington Boulevard. The crash is going to be northbound Glebe Road right as you come up to that exit for 50 Arlington Boulevard. And we are heavy on the brakes even before you get to Columbia Pike. So just a heads up and a warning there. For 395, accident as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. Still have that VDOT truck on the shoulder. Continuous backup from near Edsel Road. Heavy is the George Washington Parkway to try to get to the inbound 14th Street Bridge as well. Around the Beltway, crash. Everything should be on the shoulder here, Maryland, as you head outer loop near 202 before you get to 50, the John Hanson Highway. But at last check, I was still seeing some flashing lights. So heavy past through Largo and past FedEx Field. And now from New Hampshire Avenue to Connecticut Avenue. Solid lineup. The crash, outer loop in Bethesda, just after Connecticut Avenue, right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp Tuesday now if you are heading back to work or school. The rain's in the forecast. It'll come rolling in this morning and occasional rain this afternoon, 47. Showers end early tonight, then clearing, 45. Tomorrow, a few passing clouds with sunshine, a gusty west-northwesterly wind, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Warrenton, 41 in Bowie, 43 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Paul Ryan's expected to be easily reelected as speaker today, kicking off the new Congress. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Mayor, former mayor, and current council member, Vincent Gray. We still call him mayor. He was once the mayor. We can call him mayor. Mayor Vincent Gray will join us at 8:15 to talk about returning to D.C. politics. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson. We're joined today by our friend Mary Walter. Good morning to you, Mary.
And good morning, Brian.
Well, you know, we're entering a new era in politics, and because of that, we're also having to enter a new era in the world of Celebrity Apprentice, because Donald Trump, once the star of Celebrity Apprentice, is becoming the president, and so they had to find a new Celebrity Apprentice guy, and it turned out to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Many people wondered, when it came time to fire someone, how would Donald Trump go about it? Here's how he fired TV personality Kerry Keegan last night.
Who is taking the most risks is really what it comes down to. So therefore, Kerry, you're terminated.
You're terminated. We saw that coming, didn't we? Wait, there's more.
No. Get to the chopper.
Thank you, sir.
Get to the chopper. Joining us on the line right now is Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, to try to help us give his assessment of how this went with the new helmsmanship of Arnold Schwarzenegger. What'd you think, Joe?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah.
You knew that was coming, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be so bad it's good, I guess.
Yeah.
I watched it, and I'm thinking, boy, this is not good. And I kept watching. So it's fine, I guess. It's hard to buy that Arnold is in a boardroom firing people because he's never really run a business. I mean, I guess he did. You know, when he was an actor, he probably had some side stuff going on. It's what TV does. They go with the known brand name, and Arnold's big. He's not as big as he used to be. If you look at that Terminator that he had out last summer, completely bombed. I think they could have been better off just taking a chance with a fairly known businessman. You look at Shark Tank and the stars that made, and
yeah,
it would have been better. But Arnold just isn't. I love him, but he's just not the right fit for the show.
So you didn't like it then?
Nah. I watched the whole thing, and I guess I'll watch next week, so maybe it's that car crash rule, you know? I couldn't keep my eyes off it, I suppose. I'm glad that the Snooki is gone. I'm from Jersey. She's given us a bad name for almost a decade.
That's because she's not from New Jersey, because I am from Jersey as well, and she is not from New Jersey.
Staten Island, right. But they made it look like she was at the Jersey Shore, and that
I know.
She was a product of our Garden State. marry. So
No. I refuse to acknowledge that. Joe, let me ask you, as far, you know, you were saying, Arnold, they would have been better off with a businessman, but in all honesty, when because I've watched the show, I've, you know, watched past episodes of it, past series of it, how much of it is really the decision made by Arnold Schwarzenegger anyway? It's made by producers off camera to see who's got who's the biggest train wreck they're going to keep him on.
Well, Mary, you know that, and I know that, but the average Joe, pun intended, sitting at home, thinks that Arnold is making all of these decisions.
Do they really, though?
I would think, right?
Really?
I mean, they figure that he's probably evaluating all this in a room somewhere, and comes down to a decision. Yeah, I would argue that the cast isn't all that great.
Well, and
that's what
I wanted to get into. I mean, look, we call this Celebrity Apprentice, and I'm using air quotes when I do that because I'm not sure I don't think there's a celebrity in the whole group. Is there one person who stands out that you would say is a true celebrity on this year's cast?
If it were 1990, you got a good cast. Right? You got Vince Neil, Motley Crue. They were big, you know, late 80s, right? John Lovitz, Eric Dickerson, great running back for the Rams in the 80s. Boy George, 80s. It's everybody who's completely washed up and would beg to be on TV right now and has no other way of getting on except for something like this. So, yeah, a lot of athletes, Ricky Williams, Lisa Leslie, Dickerson, as I mentioned. But, no, there isn't one person that you would say, wow, that's I could really root for this person. You're just like, oh, he's still alive? Like, that's basically the reaction that I had.
They need to bring back Gary Busey. He was the best contestant on Celebrity Apprentice ever.
Yeah, I think that you could very easily make him a permanent fixture on the show,
yes,
that he's constantly a contestant, and no one would have a problem with that rule.
They should have had him do it versus Arnold Schwarzenegger. That would be must-watch TV.
That, and if they could somehow get a furlough, as though it's called, for like a Bernie Madoff, I think that would be very watchable.
Yeah. So apparently Arnold said that when you're in the boardroom, you should address me as governor, because he's a former governor. But how do you think his performance was? Because, you know, this is different than acting where you're fed lines. And, you know, and you got, you know, you're just following a script. This is sort of, you know, on the fly, where we get a glimpse at ostensibly what Arnold Schwarzenegger is really like. How did he do?
I think you could love or hate Donald Trump, but he was so excellent in this role. Because you could believe it, for starters, because he does run companies.
Right, right.
And you really felt that he had invested his time and emotion into choosing the ultimate winner. We talked about before, like, producers probably do it. Like, if you asked that same question about Trump, you would say, no, Trump's definitely involved with that. He probably micromanages the whole thing. So Arnold was fine, again, but I just don't think that this is the right role for him. Let him do more mobile strike commercials than the 20th Terminator, and I'm fine with that. But he's not a boardroom guy, and he's not a guy you ever see in a suit. That I had trouble even getting used to. I know when he was governor he wore them, but he's Arnold Schwarzenegger of all the 80s and 90s fame. Yeah. Not this.
Who did you think, as far as the cast concerned, who are the ones to watch? Do you have any sense of that?
Well, you got to keep your eye on John Lovitz. I mean, tremendous project manager last night, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah. What about, but Boy George, I mean, what an interesting choice that is.
Yeah, well, again, when was the last time Boy George had a hit song, right? What was that one, I'll Tumble For You? Was that 84?
Yes.
So, I think choices were slim, and they just went with, sure, why not Boy George? People say, like, I can't believe Boy George looks like that now.
Man, I can't believe how down you are on this thing. Do you think it'll last?
No.
The franchise has run its course, don't you think?
It's been a long time, right? 2004, I believe, was the first year it was on. So we're at 12. Any show that's at 8 or 9 year mark, you say, all right, time to go, and it's at 12. So, yeah, but Trump's name is attached to it, and I don't think he'd want his legacy to be like maybe he would. The first year that I'm not on at the thing.
Yeah, the thing,
well,
I left to go do this president thing, and it all fell apart. That's what
exactly.
I can expect the tweet to come. I mean, he didn't comment on it. By Twitter,
no.
As far as I know. I'm surprised by that.
You would think so, right? But no, nothing. But he's shy when it comes to tweeting, so give him time.
Yeah, give him a little time. He'll warm up to the idea, I'm certain. Well, listen, Joe Concha from The Hill, it's good to have you here. So, I can't wait to hear. You know, the guy who was the biggest fan of this show, Larry O'Connor, my former broadcasting partner.
Really?
Who's moved to afternoons now. I have a feeling that he will be very disappointed that Joe was so hard.
harsh on this thing.
Oh.
Wow, he really, I always thought that just the platitudes he gave me on the air were just like a thing you say to the guests, but maybe he actually does respect my opinion. That start off my new year right. I appreciate that.
I'm not sure. Mm. All right, well, listen, thank you so much for joining us, Joe, we'll keep you around. We'll come see you. We'll have you back on a little later this year.
Get to the choppa. That was good.
To the choppa. All right, 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, we knew it. We're getting back to work, and with the wet pavement and the road spray, we have a lot of accidents, and a lot of patients need it. So as you come in on the toll road and the greenway, watch for delays. Actually now off of the greenway through Herndon and Reston, the crash after Hunter Mill Road was moved over to the shoulder, and we may have one in the backup. So keep alert. 66, very slow as you head through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Very slow exit to merge onto 28 to go each direction on 28, but nothing reported along the way there. On the George Washington Parkway southbound, still heavy to get to the Key Bridge and over toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, but lanes southbound reported open, and then northbound heavy towards Spout Run. Glebe Road, heads up, try to avoid if you can. We are jammed before Columbia Pike to the accident before 50 Arlington Boulevard. Again, that's northbound side of Glebe Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for rain. High 47 today. The rain will continue through this evening, and then it'll clear overnight. And the low overnight will only be 45. Tomorrow looks like a pretty good day. Clear skies, 53. But then tomorrow night, it starts to get cooler and cold. And from tomorrow night all the way through Sunday, temperatures will not get out of the 30s. So it's going to be sort of a cool weekend. Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
Welcome back.
Well, the more things change, the more they are the same, it seems, in politics sometimes. And yesterday, sworn in for Ward 7 council member is a very well-known political figure in this town. Once the mayor, now the council member for Ward 7, Vincent Gray joins us here on the program. Good morning to you. I still want to call you Mayor Gray. I guess that's still okay, even though you're not the current mayor, right?
They tell me that once you have the title, you use it, however long you wish.
Well, Mayor Barry did that for many years, so I guess you're following in footsteps there. Listen, thank you for joining us on the program. A lot of people thought yesterday that they detected a little bit of animosity, perhaps, between you and the current mayor. So what is the status of your relationship with Mayor Bowser?
Well, I think it's a professional relationship. I didn't certainly communicate any or attend any animosity, nor did I detect any on her part either. You know, I have a job to do as the council member for Ward 7. She has a job to do as the mayor of the District of Columbia at this stage. And, you know, hopefully we can find common ground to be able to get those jobs done. And where we don't, you know, you'll have, hopefully a constructive debate that will redound to the benefit of the people of the District of Columbia.
Yeah, tell me where you think you might differ with her, because there've been a lot of complaints yesterday. The council, the mayor, not getting along.
Well, it's hard to know exactly where we'll differ. I've been clear about the things that are important in Ward 7 at this stage. You know, certainly one of those is economic development. We want to see additional development of the amenities that people want to have available to them in Ward 7. We've got public safety issues, which the homicides in Ward 7 went up again in 2016.
Yeah, in 2016, there were 137 people who were murdered in the District of Columbia. Now, that's not an all-time high, but it certainly is not a good figure. What do you think needs to be done?
Well, I think, there are a couple of things that I believe. We need to increase the number of police officers that we have available to us on the east end of the city. We had an increase in Ward 7. We had an increase really on the east end in Ward 7 and Ward 8 overall. So I think we've got to be able to increase the presence of police officers available to the citizens in both those areas. And, to make sure that those folks are deployed into the areas, particularly that where we've seen increases in homicides. I mean, if people don't feel safe, they're not safe. And it's very important to be able to work hard now to make sure that people are feeling as safe as they possibly can feel. Again, we saw an increase in Ward 7 in 2016 over 2015. And 15 was an increase over 2014 and before. You know, when I was mayor, we had years where we went as high as 108, which is very low by comparison to the current statistics. But we had a year when we were as low as 88. And we need to return to some of the ways in which we did business there, where we had a deputy mayor for public safety and justice whose full time was spent working on these issues. That's not the case anymore.
Mayor, this is Mary Walter. Let me ask you a question. Why go back to being a councilman? You have great name recognition. People know who you are. Why not just go from the mayorship into private business and move on and maybe try to help Washington from that aspect?
Or perhaps even just wait and run for mayor straight up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a public servant at heart. My whole life has been spent in public service. I've worked in the nonprofit sector. I've worked at the Department of Human Services as the director. I ran for office, served as the councilman before 7 before. Then I became the chairman of the council. Then I became the mayor. So it's another opportunity to be a public servant, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I think the people of Ward 7 spoke. We won overwhelmingly in that race. And so it's yet another opportunity to do what I've done with virtually all my life.
Can I ask you a question about one thing that I keep coming back to, and that is, it seems that the policies in the District of Columbia right now are really sort of leveled against the person who wants to drive to the District of Columbia and try to conduct business or try to go to their job, that there is sort of in the District of Columbia right now a war on cars. And it's difficult to find a place to park. Parking spots are getting rarer instead of more plentiful. Some of the lanes of traffic that were once used for cars are now, dedicated to bicycles, and there aren't a lot of people who are riding bicycles. There are still a lot of people who need to come to work every day and use their car. Is there anything that can be done to make it a more car-friendly city? Or are we just headed down to the path where the car is going to be something that they try to, legislate out of existence?
Well, I think what's pretty clear to me is that we've got to have alternative modes of transportation. We've obviously got to have a metro system that works. We've had challenges with that over the last couple of years. I think bicycles is a way to be able to get people, traveling differently. We need more public transportation. I'm a big proponent of the streetcar system. I hope that the streetcar system will continue to expand in the District of Columbia. We're a growing population. We have 681,000 people now who live in the city, which is the most we've had in decades.
Mm-hmm.
And as we continue to grow, it's pretty clear that automobiles, while they'll continue to be a method of transportation, all we'll have, frankly, is gridlock. If we look at that as the only way to get around.
They're doing that in New York as well, and Mayor de Blasio is continuing what Mayor Bloomberg had started, and they are closing streets to cars and just creating just a big mess. As a visitor to Washington, D.C., no offense, but I found your metro system virtually impossible to figure out.
That's not particularly on...
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. In Manhattan, I've got my metro card. It costs me $2.75 no matter where I want to go, and I can transfer at some stations to get on another one without having to swipe again. And I had to figure out what time I was going, what time I was coming back, was it peak or off peak, which line it was from here to... We actually had to have someone help us, and we have postgraduate degrees. So wouldn't making it less complicated help
things a whole lot? This is the least of the problems with the metro,
I understand, but won't more people ride it if it's not so complicated? Visitors to Washington, it's intimidating.
I don't know if the metro system, you have your point of view, of course, I have mine. I don't know if it's all that complicated. It's just
because how to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
It hasn't been as reliable as it should be. We've had situations where we've had, when the metro wasn't functioning we've got three jurisdictions, which is very different than the New York system. We've got Maryland, we've got Virginia, and we've got the District of Columbia. The investments were not made over a period of decades in keeping the metro system in good repair. Some of the cars got, became very outdated. So we haven't made the investments and the human resources or the dollars, frankly, to keep a metro system that at one point was absolutely the best in the world, as contemporary as it should. So we've got to be able to return to that, and we've got a very complicated governance system that's completely unlike that in New York.
All right.
New York basically is one jurisdiction.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference. It really
does.
Well, there's still some real problems there in Metro. You're right. Well, former mayor, current council member Vincent Gray, Ward 7, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you won't be a stranger.
Absolutely not. Thank you, guys, and have a great day, even though it's raining outside.
Yeah.
I look forward to a great day and a great week. Hopefully.
Best of luck to you.
All right, it is now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. We're okay out of Frederick through Urbana. It's approaching 109, and then most of the way from Clarksburg to the Beltway. It's just off and on in this not so great weather for our morning commute. On the outer loop of the Beltway, Bethesda, outer loop of Connecticut Avenue, just as you pass the exit that crashed, they're trying to contain that all to the right shoulder, but still flashing lights, a distraction, inner loop, a little rubbernecking delay as well as you approach and pass the scene of the crash. Now let's get you over toward Fort Meade. We always have delays on 32, but extra volume with the crash now on 32 eastbound. It's going to be after Telegraph Road for the crash, and that's slow each direction. In the Luckett's area, south of Point of Rocks, the crash is going to be on 15. It looks like they were stopping traffic in each direction. And the traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Rain coming in with low pressure coming out of the southeast. Rain is likely today. We'll see the rain pick up as we go through this morning into the afternoon. 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. It is now 8:27.
Here's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air.
Football season is the best season of the year. If you had to put a number on the jersey to my team, it'd all be the same. Lucky number 7.
Okay, why lucky number 7, Dave?
Because my stand-up guys at Snell, they're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
Even on game day?
Especially on game day. Whether you prefer the pro game or college, don't let repairs to your home comfort system keep you away from the action on Saturdays or Sundays. No delay of game here.
So, a stand-up guy from Snell is available to tackle my furnace problems 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 days a week. It's all part of our winning strategy here at Snell Heating and Air.
Sounds like a home team I can really cheer for. Say, how many football references are we going to fit into one commercial?
If we score 7, we get to go to Disney World.
Really?
Nah, not really. Just kidding.
The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air are available 7-7-7. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6. And he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor. True story. He goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer. stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up, we'll be talking to Larry Kudlow. It's after the news, 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The 115th Congress will be sworn in today, and already there's controversy.
House Republicans voting behind closed doors Monday night, overwhelmingly in favor of a proposal that guts its own independent ethics watchdog, tasked with investigating allegations of misconduct among House members. The proposal would place the Office of Congressional Ethics under the oversight of the very lawmakers it oversees. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi slamming the move in a statement, saying Republicans claim they want to drain the swamp. Evidently, ethics are the first casualty of the new Republican Congress.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. And what may the new Congress do about a possible stimulus package? Political analyst Dr. Stephen Farnsworth.
To what extent are they willing to abandon or compromise their principles with respect to fiscal responsibility in order to keep President-elect Donald Trump happy? Or will it be Donald Trump who makes the compromise and abandon the stimulus package that he talked about as a candidate in order to have good relations with Republicans on Capitol Hill?
Donald Trump, meanwhile, is airing some diplomatic grievances via Twitter,
targeting the leaders of North Korea and China. Trump taunting Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, who threatened over the weekend that his reclusive country was close to test launching a missile that could reach the U.S. Trump tweeting, "It won't happen." Even though China supported new sanctions against North Korea, Trump continued, "China has been taking out massive amounts of money and wealth from the U.S. in totally one-sided trade, but won't help with North Korea. Nice."
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,763. The NASDAQ at 53.83. Sports, the Wizards lose. College basketball, AU wins. Navy loses. Hockey, the Caps host the Maple Leafs tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Welcome to 2017, WMAL listeners. How's that new year coming along for you? Crushing those New Year's resolutions, huh? Well, here's an easy way to make a real impact and help others. Donate your car, your van, your truck, or your boat to Cars for Kids. The nice people at Cars for Kids will arrange a free pickup of your vehicle in any condition at your convenience, plus no paperwork for you. And besides doing a good deed, you're going to get a tax-deductible receipt and a voucher for a 3-day, 2-night hotel stay. Your generous donation will help fund great programs for kids. And let's be real for a second here. You weren't really sure what you were going to do about that old car or boat anyway, right? So let it do some good in the world and call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com to donate today. Don't forget, that's Cars with a K. Again, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Call now and see how easy it'll be to make a difference in your community.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets.
You need a deep down clean.
You need Hadid.
For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on Route 15, big problems this morning. So if you normally take 15 south of Luckett's, listen up because they have stopped traffic in each direction. So 15 is going to be closed just south of Spinks Ferry Road. That's the south of the Luckett's area. And anywhere around there, such a huge workaround. If you're avoiding that stretch of 15, watch for police. They're setting up the detour in each direction. On the toll road, been a struggle this morning. The earlier crash eastbound after Hunter Mill Road, that was cleared. Still watch for that volume coming off of the Greenway and then off and on the brakes through Herndon and Reston. Big delays continue, 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, currently without any reported incidents. Hope it stays that way. 395 north, the crash at the 14th Street Bridge, that's been cleared, but delays out of the landmark area. Still on Glebe Road, I would avoid if you can because we are struggling with this incident. Northbound Glebe Road. It's going to be well north of Columbia Pike before you get to 50 Arlington Boulevard. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, it's just going to be the volume now through Laurel Lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting off with a damp week here as the rain comes on in, 47 degrees. Slow travel, especially as we go through midday and this afternoon. Rain showers early tonight. Will fall to 45 as the sky clears. Tomorrow, milder. 53, a few passing clouds with sunshine, but a gusty wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Chantilly, 39 in Frederick, 43 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson, joined today by Mary Walters. And on the line right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m., author of the book JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Interesting read, by the way. Larry Kudlow, good morning to you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian. Happy New Year, Mary. Is it Mary?
Yes, Mary, it's Mary.
Yes,
there
yes.
we go. Happy. Thank you.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about, we Congress comes in today. They'll raise their hand about 2 o'clock. We got a whole new crop of congressmen. Republicans in the control of the House. Republicans control the Senate. We're 17 days away from President Trump. What should be the top priorities of this town right now, in your estimation?
Yeah, that's a really important question. Legislative strategy. There's kind of a debate going on. I think the House leadership, and probably the Senate leadership, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, they're talking about going after Obamacare first, and whether it's, you know, total repeal or partial repeal or whatever you can do. There's a lot of regulations in there that might not fit into a budget package, but there's certainly a lot of taxes and spending and so forth that would, versus full-fledged tax reform, particularly business tax reform, lowering the rates, you know, back to 15% for large and small companies, repatriation, immediate expensing for new investment. And the reason that's a big debate is I and some others think that your tax reform will give the economy a huge booster shot. But if you don't do tax reform first and you do it second, you'd probably be moving towards the back end of the year and probably not in place until 2018, which means postponing tax reform probably leads to postponing economic activity, and the first year, 2017, for Mr. Trump would be weaker than might otherwise be the case. So I see that as an ongoing debate right now.
Just quickly, how do you think it's going to be resolved? Who's going to win?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of back and forth going on, and I'm not part of the transition, so I can't say. I think there's people in the Trump transition that would like to see tax reform first, but I think Congress, particularly the House, seems to think that they must do Obamacare reform first. Now, here's a thought, and I think you could take Obamacare plus the business tax reforms, okay, which I think are the most important part of the tax cut package. I think you could stuff them all into one reconciliation package with 51 votes in the Senate. I've read reconciliation. Look, Dave Stockman and I first used that many, many years ago under Reagan. I mean, I think you can do whatever darn thing you want to do if you read the law carefully and look at some of the history. You know, Brian, if you wanted to put the if you wanted to put the Washington Nationals in there, you probably could. And it all depends on the parliamentarian. And if you don't like what the Senate parliamentarian tells you, you can fire him or her and put your own parliamentarian in. I may sound glib, but I'm actually being quite serious.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah, Larry, talking about the taxes that you were just talking about, your book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, you mentioned Reagan. They both of them are closely connected, and it's via taxes. What did Reagan and JFK have in common when it came to taxes and prosperity and businesses?
Well, they both slashed marginal tax rates. I mean, that was the key point. And in those days, Mary, it was really the bigger issue was personal, individual taxes, which were 91% under JFK. And when Reagan came in, they were 70%. Actually, a little higher than 70. In any case, probably should have put more attention on business tax reform. There was corporate tax cuts, but the big, big, big thing was the individual tax cuts. And the point of our book, which really is a story that's never been told up to now, is that actually Ronald Reagan, who was known as a supply-sider, and cutting marginal tax rates, and had all these crazy people behind him, like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow and Steve Forbes.
Yeah, those nuts.
Actually,
those nutty guys.
It was, you know, nice guys, but real crazed people. And it was not Reagan first. It was JFK. Reagan borrowed the idea from Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Kennedy, in 62, unveiled the biggest tax cut since the 1920s. In fact, I should say the only tax cut since 1920s. Right. And it worked. The economy boomed about 5% a year. And 20 years later, coming out of stagflation, Reagan's tax cuts worked. And he got 4.5% really for over 20 some odd years. So that's the gist of the book. And I would only add one other thing. With respect to JFK, it was his Republican Treasury Secretary, a guy named Douglas Dillon from New York, an Eisenhower Republican, who came up with the idea, sold it to JFK. So that's really the tax cut story. It's a bipartisan story. It's also a pro-growth story.
So, but where did liberals go? What happened to the Democrats when it comes to tax cuts? They love Kennedy. They love to hail him as their own and hold him up. What happened?
Well, Democratic Party nowadays has basically written JFK's tax cut legacy out of their history.
Yep.
I mean, it really is too bad, because the point of our book, by the way, it's not a partisan book at all. In fact, quite the contrary. We're saying Democrats should think about JFK's tax cuts. Instead of taxing rich people and all their other class warfare rhetoric, which Kennedy never, ever used, why not help the economy? Instead of trying to punish success, why not reward success,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. So it really is kind of a tragedy. Hillary ran, you know, on this tax the rich, tax rich corporations, raise cap gains and everything else, got her nowhere. Donald Trump actually was the JFK Reagan heir to the tax cut story.
Hey, listen, Valerie Jarrett, who's the, you know, according to the consigliere over at the Obama White House, did an interview and said that, you know, the thing the president is most proud of is that there were no scandals and that...
The president prides himself on the fact that his administration hasn't had a scandal and that he hasn't done anything to embarrass himself.
What do you think? Can you think of a few things that come to mind in that regard? Because we ask our audience, they had a lot of ideas. What comes to your mind?
Well, look, do you mean scandalous mistakes like Benghazi or Obamacare or, you know, subsidizing Solyndra?
Well, she put it's scandal or an embarrassment.
Yeah.
That's what she says.
I can't, in all honesty, I mean, I want to be fair. Off the top of my head, I don't recall any scandal, you know, illegal crime, corruption, except maybe Hillary's cash for favors,
right,
in the State Department. I mean, I think that's a big issue. Okay, and perhaps, you know, and also her private internet server. But in terms of, you know, actually stealing, bribery,
yeah, nothing like that.
I don't recall any.
All right,
maybe I'm wrong. I hope. I disagree with Obama on almost every policy issue, but I don't recall any what I would call, you know, lying, cheating, stealing, corruption kind of thing.
Well, that's been brought to light.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Larry, and Happy New Year to you. Good to have you on board.
To you, Brian Wilson, for happen. You've been so great to me in the past year. And Mary, I don't know if we know each other, but Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you. You too, Larry.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get you in from the west. First, 66. Still expect this to be heavy rush hour for most everyone. Still, with this rain and drizzle, tough commute. Through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, northbound 28. I'm seeing delays out of Chantilly to get up toward Frying Pan Road. I don't have reports of any incidents in the way. Big problems, though, south of Luckett's. Route 15 is shut down. Police are telling me that they may need to do an investigation here, so it looks like it might be closed for a while. They're setting up a detour. And again, the closure is going to be south of Sphinx Ferry Road. Again, south of Luckett's on 15. You're not going to be able to use that in either direction. Let's get you northbound. George Washington Parkway, before you get to the exits for the Beltway, that's where we have a crash. So northbound direction, quite slow. Glebe Road through Arlington, northbound before you get to 50 Arlington Boulevard, jammed with the crash. Around the top side of the Maryland Beltway, looks like accident should be to the shoulder now. Outer loop, yep, after Connecticut Avenue travel lanes reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming in with low pressure coming out of the southeast. Rain is likely today. We'll see the rain pick up as we go through this morning into the afternoon. 47, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees at 8:47.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Well, you know, we've had all of this conversation about how the Russians had hacked the election. That right. was the narrative that is put forth by the Obama administration, that, you know, the entire election was hacked by the Russians. Well, there's a new development in that story, and it comes to us from Sean Hannity, who conducted an interview for the Fox News Channel with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks fame, the person who released all of these emails that were so damning and embarrassing to Democrats during the last election. And here's an interesting little thing. He says, hey, Julian Assange said it was not the Russians. Listen.
Can you say to the American people unequivocally that you did not get this information about the DNC, John Podesta's emails? Can you tell the American people 1,000% you did not get it from Russia or
yes.
anybody associated with Russia?
We can say, we have said repeatedly over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government. and it is not state party.
Yeah, it's interesting. There you go. I mean, look, does Julian Assange have a vested interest? Well, I suppose he would like to protect his source, and if it was Russia, he would try to divert your attention away from Russia. But that's a pretty bold statement. It was not Russia. It was not a state party. Yeah, here is more from that interview between Sean Hannity and Julian Assange.
The U.S. government is accusing WikiLeaks of having received these materials from Russia, and you say it's false. It did not come from Russia. And the President of the United States is advancing the narrative. Is the President of the United States lying to the American people?
Well, he's acting like a lawyer. If you look at most of his statements, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say WikiLeaks obtained its information from Russia, worked with Russia.
He's saying Russia's trying to influence U.S. elections.
Yes, so he and you also note that he doesn't say, from the statements that I've read, he doesn't say that Russia was trying to influence the election for Donald Trump.
So that's very interesting. What he's saying, Julian Assange seems to be saying is, well, he's not saying that they got the emails,
right.
They gave us the emails. They're simply saying that Russia tried to have an impact on the election. Well, that's a very different thing. Sean Spicer, remember Donald Trump has said in the last few days, Mary,
mm-hmm.
I know some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's going to share that with us at some point. Here's how Sean Spicer put it very quickly.
The way the mainstream media is playing this up is that they had an influence in the election. There is zero evidence that they actually influenced the election.
Well, watch this space very closely. This story is still
developing.
It is now 8:50 on WML.
Easy as pie, down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you got to take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist 777. That means you can call on Snell's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained, and Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Getting your kids to eat their veggies isn't easy, and because I said so, doesn't always work. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A clever new study out of the University of Texas, Austin, finds teenagers are more likely to eat healthy if they think it's rebellious. Here's how things went down. Researchers split up high school students into three groups. One of them read materials on how healthy eating is good for you. Another learned about how junk food is designed to be addictive, can be deceptively labeled, and is targeted at particular people. The last group was assigned reading that had nothing to do with healthy eating. The next day, in another class, these same students were offered snacks. The teens who learned about the negative aspects of the food industry chose snacks that were healthier. They ate better, not because it was good for them, but as a way of bucking the system. Might just work for your kids as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Taco Bell finds shocking data in new polls. 100% of dentists know you're lying about flossing. Michigan doesn't think it's that cold. And finally, Americans want a dollar menu that actually costs a dollar. You don't say. Taco Bell's new dollar morning value menu, with stuff like sausage flatbread, quesadillas with eggs, juicy sausage, melty cheese, all folded up in a warm flatbread for just a buck. The only breakfast value menu where everything's a dollar. Comparison based among national quick service restaurants at participating locations. Prices and items may vary. Tax extra.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Suitland Parkway, just inside the Beltway, is slowing each direction past the crash at Forestville Road. Still have a lot of volume. It is nasty out there. This weather is very tough, so take it easy as you still head around the region in this very late to clear rush hour. George Washington Parkway, it's northbound before you get to the Beltway. Reported as a single vehicle that's spun out, or single lane that's getting by. So caution northbound GW Parkway before the Beltway. Big problems continue on Route 15 south of Luckett's. It is shut down each direction south of Sphinx Ferry Road. Again, that's Route 15 closed with a serious crash. They need to do an investigation, and they are detouring traffic. Update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming in with low pressure coming out of the southeast. Rain is likely today. We'll see the rain pick up as we go through this morning into the afternoon. 47, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. It is now 8:56.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years' experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative five-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Well, Congress gets sworn in today, and they start the 115th Congress. We'll give you all the latest on what happened as they all return to work. Mary Walter, thank you so much for joining us yesterday and today.
Thank you so much. And by the way, I appreciate the free pair of turtle socks.
Well, thank you very much. And here is Chris Plant.
Hey, the Republicans are coming back, and all kinds of oaths of office today, and they're already doing stupid things, which is great to hear. I want to start with President Obama's legacy, which is perfect.